This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Some time ago, I was faced with an important decision. I had thought about it and prayed about it for a long time. I had worked out some solutions, but they never seemed to fully settle the issue. One night, I woke up, and the decision crystallized in my mind, and my heart seemed to concur. And when I shared it with my wife, she responded very positively. I immediately took the steps to implement it. My wife and I even celebrated the decision with a nice dinner out. This nighttime experience reminded me about Paul's seeming frustration at trying to carry out a mission that God kept thwarting. It's described in Acts 16. He traveled through a number of provinces of what is now Turkey, wanting to preach the good news to the residents, but the Holy Spirit would not allow him to do so. Finally, he came to the seaside city of Troas. At night, he went to the shore, no doubt to pray. Then all of a sudden, it says in verse 9, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." He immediately responded, and through his response, God opened the door for the gospel to be taken to Europe. God often answers prayer and does some special things in the night. We tend to think of night in negative ways, but God can work miracles just as readily at night as in the day, and often does. Trust Him in the night. The last book I wrote is on this subject, Light in the Night for Living in the Day. You can order it through Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, gettingthemessage.org, and order it there. I trust it will be a blessing to you.